Alfred Lord Tennyson's Ulysses is a poem that tells the story of a old king who's reaching the end of his life, but even though he's reaching the end of his life, he's still very much interested in living life to the fullest and pursuing and getting everything that he can out of life, and who is very interested in leaving his kingdom so that he can go elsewhere to experience everything he can in his few remaining years. You can read the poem as just the poem and get quite a bit out of it, but it also helps to know that Ulysses is a reference or is a continuation of Homer's Odyssey, which is a book that has had tremendous impact on Western civilization in general. And in this poem, we have Tennyson responding directly to Homer's poem, making a number of references to that poem. The main character here is called Ulysses, and that is the Roman name for Odysseus, the main character of Homer's Odyssey. And what we see is that we have a presentation of Ulysses here that is somewhat different than what we have in Homer's Odyssey. Now, you don't need to know very much about Homer's Odyssey in order to be able to enjoy Tennyson's Ulysses. In fact, I would say you can almost get away with knowing very little about Homer's Odyssey. The poem will be confusing. It will make references that you won't fully understand and that you will need the footnotes to really be able to comprehend, but you don't necessarily need to know the Odyssey. However, if you do know the Odyssey, again, here we have a cultural reference, and if you do know the Odyssey, you do know Ulysses, you do know Odysseus, as he's called in Homer's poem, this poem takes on much more meaning, and suddenly you have much greater insight into why Ulysses is doing the things that he's doing. Now, I won't ruin it for you by explaining to you exactly why he's anxious to leave, but what I want you to understand is that here, again, we have a poem intended for a particular audience, and that audience is one that really knows a great deal about Homer's Odyssey.